But we're in Das Midasecha. I said at the end last week that there's a perek that's at the end of the sefer that's added on to the end of the sefer. It's called Mida Ve'ein Mida. It's no longer on the subject of the Yesod HaOfer. We finished the sefer officially last week. But this is a remarkable perek, which fits exactly into Bez Hashem, the subject that we're going to be learning, Bez Hashem, coming up. Hopefully, Bez Hashem, his bodidus. This perek here in Das Midasecha will help us get to where we want to go, Bez Hashem. It'll set us on the path of where we need to go. So we're on page Reishman Beis in Da'as Midasecha, Mida Ve'ein Mida. Nishtad lagaz b'nekuda achas pnimis b'nin hamidis, nekuda shehi b'etzem sharesh kol hamidis kulon. So Schwartz says he's going to explain now a certain inyan in the sugya of midas, which is the sharesh of all midas. We've been talking about midas. That's what this whole sefer was about. B'Torah Kedosha Maitzim Anu Asamusag Mida B'Kam V'Kam Einyan. In the Torah we find Mida, the word Mida, the concept of a Mida, in a number of contexts. Yeshna Meseches Anikus Meseches Midas. Mesecht Midas, that Meseches of Torah Shavah Peh, the Osekes B'tir Midas of Shalbeis HaMikdash V'Kelav, that Meseches Midas, is describing in great detail the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash and the design and the dimensions of the Klei HaMikdash and so on. Kama Haya Hashir V'Hagol Shal HaKelim, what was the size of the Kelim? Shalahechal in the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval achelek hayadua yoyserhu, mashenikra midos ha'adam. Shemisham nigzeres avodas tikun hamidas. We're more familiar, however, with the use of midas in the Torah, in Tanakh, and also in Chazal, as referring to the midas of a person, midas, and tikun hamidas, and so on. But we also, of course, have to remember that the same way that a person has midas, characteristics and so on, that a person has midas, so too, it was revealed to us in the Torah that Hashem Kivyachol interacts with this world in a way of midas, the 13 Midas Arachmem, and all of the Midas that we have learned and been taught in Chumash, in Tanakh, in Chazal. It's not telling us who Hashem is, but he's unknowable, but how Hashem is revealed to us, we are commanded to do our best to try to integrate that into our way of living, into our lives, our Midas. Ha'olam banui mishloisha chalakim. The world, of course, is built in three parts. Kutshebrichu, Araisa, Yisrael. Chazal say that everything is built from, of course, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Araisa, the Torah, and Yisrael. L'chol elu yesh midas. And we see that there are midas with each of these. L'bari aylam, Hashem, yugin l'midas harachman. We're about to bench, your phone's dinging all the time. Yeah. We're about to bench Rishchaydash elu. And there's a very powerful gilui, of course, of the yugin l'midas harachman that begins in the month of elu. So there are the midas of Hashem that we know of the 13 midas of Rachman. The Torah Kedosha, and as far as the Torah is concerned, Yud Gimel midas Shahatar Nidreshes Behen. We have the 13 primary midas of how we learn in Torah Shebal Peh, of how we learn Torah Shebichsav. How Torah Shebal Peh works, the 13 midas. La'am Yisrael, and as far as Am Yisrael, as far as the Jew is concerned, there are midas atruos benavsham. There are the midas that are natural to a Jew that we're going to talk more about as we go along. So the Yud Gimel midas of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, midas Rachman, Yud Gimel midas shatar nidreshes behem, and the midas of a human being that are rooted in the midas of Hashem and the midas of the Torah, which we'll talk about as we move along. This Boinein Amok Yoser. Let's try to look at this more deeply. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshnan Midas U'mida Ka'omer Im Loshen Gvul. The word Mida, that word Mida in Loshen HaKadosh means a measure, like Mida Keneged Mida, measure for measure. It means that something has a size, it has boundaries, it has a Mida, it has a Gvul. That's the meaning of the word Mida. So, of course, the obvious question is, how can we speak about Hashem's Midas? Ki'ilu, Hashem has certain characteristics or traits that define him as opposed to other things that are not his Midas. Hashem is infinite. The word Mida means that something is finite. It has a measure. It has a certain Mida. So how do we bechlal talk about Midas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We all believe that Hashem is infinite. It's without measure, without any kvul, without any mida. That's, of course, the root of our belief. On the one hand, we have been taught that Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midas. But on the other hand, Hashem transcends all midas. Ein lo gvul, ein lo mida. There's no gvul, there's no mida to Hashem. So of course everybody knows that the Rishonim, therefore, the Rambam, or the Nevuchim, and all the Rishonim, who are Isaac in this, in these sugyas of Emunah Sudeis, they're all scrambling to explain what does that mean that Hashem has midas. It can't, obviously it cannot be speaking of his infinite being. There's no such thing as Hashem having any midas. Whenever the Torah uses words like the Rambam at the beginning of the book, how could the Torah say Hashem has eyes? What does that mean, he has eyes? He has a nose. We see in Tanakh that Hashem has hands, the Yad Hashem, Zroah in the Tuya, Eini Hashem, and so on. What does all that mean? That we use these human terms when speaking of Hashem. So, of course, there are many explanations, but the Yisod, we'll see where he's going with this in a second. But this is the apparent stira that everybody is addressing, all the Rishonim are talking about. How could it be that Hashem, who's bilti mugbal, who's infinite, how can we speak of him as having midas? A midas is something that has a measure and a gvul. The Torah Kedosha, and we have the same problem as speaking about the Torah. The Torah Kedosha yesh na midas. We see that the Torah has midas. There are specific mahalchim of how we learn Torah. Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidreshes Behem. And the most famous, of course, are the 13 Midas of Rabbi Shmuel, that we say, the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, that we say, Rabbi Dayin Davani. Ava Mi'idach Ala Torah Atzmanema, but however, regarding the Torah itself, it says in the Pasuk in the Yev, Arucha Me'eretz Mida. That means that the Torah is beyond any measure. Arucha Me'eretz Mida. It's bigger than anything, any Mida. The Torah is infinite also. The Torah is not something that could be measured just because we have Chamish Chum Shetor and you have a book and you have all of Shas in Svarim. Like Chazal say that Kol Ma'aseh Tamid Vazik Asal Chadash, that anybody that says an idea of Torah, that's also Torah, even though it's not found in this book or that book, because the Torah is something which is it's like the one who gave it. It's infinite. There's no Mida when it comes to the Torah. So we also seem to have some sort of a stira. that on the one hand, their Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah addresses Bahan, and on the other hand, the Torah is something which is infinite. Arucha me'eretz midah, l'malam an amida. Im hevanu shebekadosh baruch hu kayamos kevyochol midos v'kayemes havchana she'ein shamida ein soif v'gam b'tar kadosh yesh havchana shamidas avagam yesh havchana shel arucha me'eretz midah. If we see that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and by Oraisa, by Hashem in the Torah, there is on the one hand, there are midas, and on the other hand, they're infinite and immeasurable. She'en gvul, k'shenovol, page of Yesh Mem Gimel, k'shenovol l'meimet ha'shlishi, sh'Yisrael. So then, now when we're speaking the third part of reality, which is Yisrael, k'shebrichu, Oraisa of Yisrael, behechrach aleinu loimer, we must say, shebenefesh yeshna b'china shalmida, that the nefesh of a Jew also has, on the one hand, a b'china of mida, uba avaydis amidas, that we have midas, that have gvulim, and we work on them, av b'naysev yeshna meime b'nefesh adam she'en lo mida, but the soul of the Jew must also have a quality that is infinite. Kutshubichu, Araisa, Kutshubichu, Yisrael v'Araisa, Hashem reveals himself in a way of midas. The Torah is revealed to us and taught to us in a way of midas. And a Jew works on his midas. But all three of these, pnimiyas, are something that can't be measured, are immeasurable, are infinite. B'derech klal, k'shemisaskim b'avodas amidas. Now, when we're learning about midas, b'derech klal, when we're learning any sefer about midas, Archas Tzadikim, Mesil Sesharon, whatever sefer it is that we're learning about midas, b'derech klal, misaskim b'soich hamidas. We're in that finite, contained world of different midas that have a number and so on. Misaskim b'soich hamidas. The zu avayda nechana. That's what we have to work on. We have to work on amidas. Amidas umichyeves lechol adam v'adam. Everybody has to work on his midas, on her midas. Uchelshona harifa shel adonenu hagrazal. And the Vilna Gaon uses a very strong lashon. Shemisha en ha'amal. The shabba mida shadat le shavrei. So that if a Jew doesn't work, the Gaon said that if a person doesn't work on breaking a bad mida, if he hasn't worked on that, he's not working on it. Lomelo chayim. The Vilna Gaon is quoted saying that what's the tachas of your life? If you're just going with the way that, if you're just going with how you feel and you just act and do according to whatever your midas are, and you're not working to be mesak in your midas, the Vilna Gaon said, what's the tachlis? Lama lo chayim. Why are you in the world? What were you put here for? So zui avaydis hamidas shekulon makirim. This is the avod of tikkun hamidas that we're all familiar with, and we've been taught since we were in school. Some people understand that on a deeper level, the inyan of tikkun hamidas and avodas hamidas. The other people who understand on a more of a basic level, but that's the inyan of midas. Now the chiddush that we're going to be learning now, which is so important, is kishem sha'aleinu lavad b'soich al hamidas. The same way that each one of us was put into this world in order to work with our midas in that misgeres, in that framework of those midas that have a gvul, l'saknan u'liyashran, to fix them, to straighten them out. Kach avadaseinu legalas gamas ameimut shme'ever l'midas. So too, we are obligated to discover within ourselves, to find within ourselves that meimud, that dimension of ourselves that's shme'ev l'mida, that's infinite, that's me'ev l'mida, that's immeasurable. B'derech klal, Hadogesh Vayachasu Yoisla Vajis Amidis Atzma. The Derech Klal, whenever you're learning Musa's form and so on, it's about Avodis Amidis, the actual Midas themselves, Zvizas and Zahiris and Aslus and Gaiva and so on and so forth. However, that dimension that is lamalam and hamida, that is infinite within a person, that's more hidden. Medubar pachos. Very little is spoken about it, and we weren't really taught anything about that part of ourselves when we were growing up. We were only taught about the midas, which is plenty to talk about. But we were taught about the midas and Tikkun HaMidas. But just like Hashem is Mida, V'lamalam HaMida, and the Torah is Yud Gimel Midas, Shatar Nedreshes Ban, and transcends, it's that the Torah itself is something which is beyond the Gvul, Rucha Me'eretz Mida, so too. There are the Midas of a person that can be studied, that could be analyzed, improved, refined. And then there's that part of us that is immeasurable, that is without a gvul, that's arucha me'eretz mida. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, a Jew has within him something which is impossible to measure. What does that mean? The middle of the page. Kol davar sheyeshna bebriya kayim b'mokam bizman ubenefesh. Everything that exists in creation, you all know, we've learned this so many times from the Sefer Yetzirah, everything that exists in three dimensions. B'mokam, olam, zman, ishana, and nefesh. Olam, shana, and nefesh. Ashan, ayin, shin, nun. Everything exists in the dimension of physical space, takes up a place in this world. Everything has a time and a corresponding dimension of the soul. So the example that I always use, just to remind everybody of how everything exists simultaneously in these three worlds of Olam Shana Nefesh. In the physical world, there's a place called the Kodesh Kodashim in Yerushalayim. In time, there's a time of the year that's called Ni'ila and Yom Kippur. And the Nefesh is the soul that's called Kohen Gadol. Now, each Jew has within himself and herself this Nakuda of Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. Every one of us has within us the Nakuda of the Kohen Gadol. It be Nefesh. Obviously, the Kohen Gadol has that quality in a very, very, very powerful, open, and revealed way. But every Jew who's part of Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh has that nekuda of lifnei v'lifnei, the Kohen Gadol and Beis Hamikdash, Kohen Kedoshim within him. And obviously, a Kohen has greater access than that to another person. And the Kohen Gadol is in that world, mamash. But all of us have that nekuda of the Kohen Gadol within us. And there's Yerushalayim that we have, Yerushalayim, and the Kodesh Kodashim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Harabayis, the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Kodashim, and the time is Ne'ila. That's just an example of Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Hiskarnu, Sheh-Musag Midas Kayim B'Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Torah B'Yisrael, we just learned that we find the Musag, the concept of Midas, by Hashem, by the Torah, and by Yisrael. And we also have a whole Masecht in Shas called Masecht Midas. Shekomor Isekis b'Midosav Shal Beis HaMikdash. And that Masecht Midas is all about the place, the Mokum, that place in the world, Olam, that place in creation that is the place of all places. And what are the Midas of that place is discussed in Masecht Midas. Gam beis hamikdash shel kol davar haysamida. The beis hamikdash, as all of us know, and that's what Masechta Midas is about. But the Torah itself is already telling us by the Mishkan that everything has a very, very, very specific mida. Everything, the Beis HaMikdash itself, the size of the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash, and all the Klei HaMikdash, the Kelim Beis HaMikdash, have midas. But of course, there was a part of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Beis HaMikdash is a place where everything is the mida. Everything has a mida. But at the same time, there's a place, there's a part of the Beis HaMikdash that's ein lo mida. Makom Aron einam na mida. The Gemara says that the makom, the space of the Aron, where the Aron was put, is einam na mida, which we've discussed many times. That's something which is not able to be measured in a normal way by the rules of this world of space. Rechav base Kodesh Kedoshim haya esrim amma. The Kodesh Kedoshim was 20 amas wide. Kasha hinichu bais aron adayin nishara esar amas mikol tzad. And yet when the aron was put into the Kodesh Kedoshim, no space of the Kodesh Kedoshim was taken up. They remained on both sides, esar amas, on each side of the aron. Now, that's impossible. That's physically impossible. So it's one of the nisim of the Beis HaMikdash that the Aron is Eimen HaMida. So in the place of Midas, of measuring physical space, there's no place that's as specific as the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a place of Midas, there was one area that's Eimen HaMida. It's immeasurable. It's not measured. According to the rules of physics, if you have a place that's 20 amas and you put in the aron, you have to subtract the space of the aron that it takes up. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there was mida and einam mida. Just like by Hashem, midas. And Hashem is l'mala min hamidas, just like the Torah. There are 13 meters, but the Torah is arucha, and the Torah is greater and bigger than anything that exists. It's not something which is measurable, and so a Jew also is mida v'ena mida. So we see this also in olam, in shana and nefesh. So in the physical world, the Beis HaMikdash had this. What seems to be this contradiction that in the same place of Mida, we have the Malkum Ha'aron, which is Einam and Amida. So Avakan Ha'isa Hanhaga Al Tivis, while Av Shaharon Ha'i Bebeis Kodesh Kedosh and the Shor Esrim Amma. So even though the Aron was there was still 20 Amas of space, of space without the Aron. Even though the Aron took up space, it's Mida Ve'einam and Amida. And what was contained within the Aron? I'm Chazal, Luchais, Vishivre Luchais, Munachim Ba'aron. In the Gemara, there's discussion of the other things that were in the Aron, but of course, the most important ingredient that was contained in the Aron were the Luchais and the broken Luchais. The Torah, HaTorah Doishi, He Zushais, Munachim Ba'aron. And also Taurus Moshe, the Luchos, Shive Luchos, and the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, there's a discussion about that I'm not going into right now. That's inside of the Aron. Hari Yiskarnu L'El, we learned earlier, Shive Torah Kedoshe Yeshna V'chana Shal Arucha Meretz Mida, that the Torah has a certain quality that is Arucha Meretz Mida, that it's something which transcends this world, it cannot be measured, can't be contained. Even though there are svarim and svarim and svarim, but it's the Torah is infinite. Hamemut shalomal ben hamida, and it has the Torah has this dimension that transcends all dimensions. L'chein, therefore, gam ba'aron nigleis tavchanus shalmalkum aron. Next page, ein ben hamida. So now we can understand that the place in the Beis HaMikdash, that is meant to contain the Torah is mida ve'ena mida, because the Torah is mida ve'ena mida. It's something that can't be measured. It transcends any midas. It can't be measured. It doesn't take up, the Torah doesn't take up a mida, it doesn't occupy any midas, any space in the physical world of space, of olam. So in that dimension of makom, we have now learned that in the physical world of makom, there is a reality that doesn't abide by the laws of physics of space, of physical space. The Kodesh Kodashim, the Beis Hamikdash, which was the place of the Torah, doesn't follow the rules. It's not just, it transcends. It's lamal min amida. Arucha me'eretz mida. The Torah is arucha me'eretz mida. Kodesh Kodashim is arucha me'eretz mida. Now this is also in time. So far we've been talking about space. Heichan anu moitzim, on page Reish Mamdal, heichan anu moitzim bizman, dovish she'en lai mida. What about in time, in zman? Dovish she'en lo mida, in time. Heichen anu moitzim bizman, dovish she'en lo mida. Hari hayamama, yesh lo mida. A day has midas. Esrim v'arba shos, the 24 hours. Hashavua yesh lo mida. The week has a mida. Shiva yom, 7 days. Kach gam ha'chaydish, mechulak b'chlolus, l'esrim v'teish, l'shloishim yom. Every month has 29 or 30 days. There's a midas. Lach mikain shavashonim is shmita. There's 7, then you have a year, then there are 7 years is a shmita. Shavashmita is a yovel. The kulam yesh midah. Time is measured. It has midas. Heichen efo bebchinas zman nizgala havchonish she'en b'midah. So where do we see in that dimension of time, timelessness? Something without a mida, in time. So it's an amazing thing. We're learning, he's a gewaldige chiddush he's learning today. What he's saying is this. Be'etzem, kol yom b'fnei atzmai, huloy mamish nimdad. There's a quality of every day that's einam amida. There's a quality that's part of every day, but it's not measurable. Yesh na hamusag ben ashmita. Michla, Siri's calling you. You want to check to see if everything's okay?
Siri's calling you?
She's just calling. Siri's calling.
Okay.
The sugya ben ashmash is in Shas and Brachas and Shabbos and other places. There's this funny time that's not time of the day. Ben Hashmash is Ein Yayim Ben Olayla. We don't know what it is. It's like in the Torah when Kachatzais Laila by Moshe Ben Kachatzais. There's that time of the that's called midnight, but only Hashem knows. Like Rashi says from Chazal that only Hashem knows Pinklech. We don't know what that is. Ben Hashmash. And even the hoiva of this moment, this second, that it was and it will be, but it's no longer as I'm saying it. Now, there's a quality of timelessness in time itself. Ben Hashmashes. Ein lanu hagdor bru masai b'diyuk mistayim hayom maschalalad. The Torah left us in such a way. Now, the Baruch Shalom did everything with midas. Every snowflake has such perfect midas. Everything has midas. Hashem made the world that is measurable. And yet in time, the Bayerla made this thing that only we have such an Indian. I'm the guy might call it Twilight. And one of my favorite shows was The Twilight Zone. But Twilight twilight in the world means it's dark, it's light, it's a mixture of darkness and light. But there's a zman. Now, in halacha, this has created huge issues because we live by time. We live by whether it's Monday or it's Tuesday, because Monday is Chol and Tuesday could be Yom Kippur. So when does Monday become Tuesday? When does Friday become Shabbos? When does Friday become Shabbos? So the Torah left it in a way that it's not clear. It's not clear. We don't have an exact measurement. When does the day end and the night begin? So therefore, in halacha, we're machmir with the two chumras. We're machmir kilu, it's the day before, and we're machmir for the chumras of the day afterwards. But we don't have a clearly defined time of ben hashmashos. We're noheg chumras of both days, but we don't have a specific time. So when it comes to like a baby being a boy being born ben hashmashos. By the way, I hope everybody gave Sam shirts a mazel tov, the whole shirts mishpach. You know, he made a bris today. So when you have a baby that's born ben hashmashos, so all the rishonim, all the poskim are saying, why do you have to do that? Couldn't you just be born? Why couldn't you be born a few minutes earlier in the day when it was clearly day? Or why couldn't you be born at night? Now you're born ben hashmashos. It's a whole suffix. When's the eighth day? There's a huge tumult of what's the eighth day? When do we give this kid a bris? He's born ben hashmashos. So we don't have a clear definition of what it is. We have anhogas of what we do, depending upon the different shittas, and there are different shittas in Chazal, different shittas in the Rishonim, and Psak Halacha. Of how to conduct ourselves when we have a metzias like this of a ben hashmashos baby. Well, there gotta be other things, not everything in halacha, tefillah and tannis and so on. Isser malacha. Ein lasman mugdar. Yes, all king. Yeshna bechinis shal shemesh begivayin daim. And then we had this strange thing of a miracle that took place with Yeshua, that shemesh begivayin daim. Of the sun standing still in the sky. So it's an odd thing. The clock is showing, the clock shows that it's 11 o'clock at night. And the sun is still over there shining. But we thought that the definition of day goes by the sun shining. But here, by Yeshua, the sun is shining brightly up in the middle of the sky, and it's 11 o'clock at night. And I'm not in the Antarctic or something. What happened? I mean, there are places in the world where the sun doesn't go down regular. But there was a miracle of Shemesh Begivayin Daim. Harilonu gam bebchinas zman hameimad she'en lamida. What we see from this is that in time, there are these pockets of timelessness. There's mida, regular hours and minutes and seconds and so on, and days and weeks and months. And then there's something that's like einam an amida. This you have Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Shviyas by Shmita. It's how Maseches Shviyas and Mishnayos, how the Masechta begins with the dinner of Tosefes Shviyas. I add at the beginning of Shmita, the end, the beginning of Shabbos, the end of Shabbos. Because when exactly does Shabbos start? When exactly does Shmita begin? So there's Zman in time, and this modern physics and Albert Einstein was Isaac in this sugya his whole life. That is there a meimad, is there a dimension of time that's timeless? Is there such a thing? And even when, you know, people were fascinated by this many, many years ago. You know, we used to watch, talk about the Twilight Zone the shows about people taking trips back in time, going back to the past and taking a trip into the future. Of course, no one ever did such a thing, but people are fascinated by that. People are very fascinated by time. Is there any possibility of finding an opening in time that transcends the gvulim of time? And people believed that if that would be possible, I'd be able to go back and see the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. I'd be able to go back to Maimon HaSinai. I'd be able to go to the future, to go to next week or tomorrow, whatever it is, to meet Mashiach before he comes. I'd be able to meet my Yerenichlech before, you know, when they're adults or something. People have been fascinated by this. What is time something which is the midah of time something which is absolute, concrete, final, finished, or not? And the Torah reveals to us it's not so pashut, that there is time that's einam and amida. There's time that transcends time. So he spoke so far about olam in physical space in the Kodesh Kodashim, Ein Man Amida, in time, Ben Hashmashes, as an example of time that's Ein Man Amida. So now we have to talk about in Nefesh, in ourselves, in the Nefesh. In the Nefesh. Is there a part of us that's Ein Man Amida? Heichan b'soch nafshosteinu niglas oisa b'china makim she'en lamida. Soit ha'briyu b'soit ha'das. Dova v'hipucha. Zui tzuras oilam, yom laila, zochan nekevim ha'ilamata. Everything in the world, the secret of creation is b'soit ha'das, which makes a distinction between what? Atachon lam das malam leish b'nuch, hanei meitcha chachma b'nuch ha'das. Another difference between Shabbos and the week, between night and day. Everything exists in such a way. Yom, Laila, Zoch, and the cave, male and female, Maila, Mata, above, below. The Imakir Manu Benefesh, Meiman Anikramida. So therefore, if we know, if we've been taught about ourselves, that we have parts of ourselves that are called Midas, we have an aspect of the self that's called Amida, the Hechrech Sheishol Gam Hepech B'Nefesh, Hanukah Ein Amida. Like everything else that exists, it's one thing and the opposite, night and day, Zoch and the Keva. So there's also, in the Nefesh, there's Mida Vein Amida. Aside from the fact that the Nefesh of a Jew is inseparable from Hashem and the Torah, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah is Mida Vein Amida, the Torah is Mida Vein Amida, so Jews also Mida Vein Amida. But all of creation is in such a way of Davar Vehipucho, of one thing and its opposite. Bora Ma'odim came. Shekayim B'Sochenu Roivet Sheyesh Lo Mida V'Kayim B'Sochenu Roivet Shein Lamida. There's a part of us that is Mida, and a part of us that's Ein Lo Mida. Now we need to know, what is this? And how are we megal it? Now I'm just going to give you a little bit of just a to'amera that in davening, we have two ways of davening. We have davening, which is min hamida. Davening min hamida means shachas min chamarv and musaf. And the Ila, which all of these tefillas have very, very specific times, midas, and specific words that were brought down to us over the years, right? That's one type of davening. It's min hamida. But there's another type of tefillah that's einu min hamida. What tefillah am I talking about? Hisbodidus. Hisbodidus is einu min hamida. It's a type of davening that it's not meshubed to the normal midas of davening. So to access that part of ourselves that's Einam and Hamida, which we're going to now learn about, one needs to be able to use the Koach of Hezbarudus. The Koach of Hezbarudus. And we'll see why. We'll talk much more about that. Page Veshmem Hey. Rak Nadgish V'Noimar. Shaloi Yizbru Anhashim Shabishar Shenigla Samakim Shenagala Samakim Shein Mida Yatsanami Kol Avaydis Amidis. Schwartz just wants to give a little bit of a disclaimer, and he says the fact that I'm talking now about the Inyan of Einam and Amida doesn't, I'm not in any way suggesting that people start ignoring their Amidas. That's something we have to always be conscious of and work on, our Amidas. Just like we have to always be davening Shachris Mincha Maariv. The fact that we're going to be learning about his Hezbarudus does not mean that, chas v'shalom, we are now going to be lenient or ignore, God forbid, our regular tefillos that are with midas. Of course not. But he just wanted to make sure to remind us that no one's running away from avodas midas. The only thing is what we're doing is the same way we see the Hashem, that there's what, that Hashem, of course, is infinite. But then he also revealed that there are 13 midas, Sharachmim, and the Torah Kedosh is Michad Aruch Meretz Midah. On the one hand, the Torah is infinite, Aviyesh, the Yudgim, and the Shatern addresses Behan, but at the same time, there are 13 midas, Shatern addresses Behan. Shakach, Gambin Nefesh, Adam Yeshna, Maimed, Shesh, Bamida, or maybe Shame Bamida. Not that we should ignore either of them, but there is this aspect of the Nefesh Adam that has midah and nefesh adam she'ein bo midah. The vast, vast, vast majority of Jews, even those who have been studying Torah their whole lives, speak about and learn about the midahs that have a gvul. And when it comes to that which is the midahs that are ain behind midas, that's something which most people just say, I don't know what you're talking about. When we'll see like in Olam Haba what it is, we'll see. But of course, Hashem, that aspect of Hashem that's ain b'midah, and the ability for a Jew to be dovuk to Hashem, and to think that the highest level of the Vekas is only in the world of Midas, and not in that part of us that's Einam and Amidah, is a big mistake. It's a huge mistake. And it's the greatest cause of our being so unhappy with ourselves, and unhappy with our Yiddishkeit, and so on and so forth. We have to be Megala, the Midah, which is Ein by Midah. L'chein, k'shenegala es ha-meimet she'ein b'imida, ain't kevin esener lishlos avadis amidas. Now, in our effort to find that part of us that's ain b'imida, we mustn't chalila ignore the avadis amidas. Chas v'shol. The same way that the Kohen Gadol would go Yom Kippur into the Kodesh Kodashim, And that didn't mean that he wasn't going to eat or sleep. It didn't mean that he wasn't going to continue on with being a mortal, regular human being that lives in this world. Those moments that he had in Kodesh Kodashim was something which was Einam Amida, Ein Bamida. That's like Ratzai, and then Shaiv means to come back into the reality of which is Minamidas, which is measurable, which is part of this world. Elisha b'makbil l'gilu olam hamidas. However, b'makbil l'gilu olam hamidas, corresponding to the work that we have to always do in our lives regarding our midas, shekol echad mitonu makir b'nafsho, the midas that we recognize, that we're familiar with, that we've always been learning about, Aleinu legalus gamis ha'ilam she'ein b'amina. We must be megala within ourselves, that part of ourselves that's ein b'amina. So same way all of our lives we've been talking about davening, and we've been davening with the words and the letters that have midas and times. We're now going to begin to enter into that world of davening that's ein b'amina, that's infinite, that's without limit, without boundaries, without specific times, letters, or words. In order to be able to connect to that, we have to talk more about the part of the nefesh that's ein b'amida, that part of ourselves that's ein b'amida. So let's begin with that. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll begin with that next week. In the meantime, everybody should have a lechtig and Shabbos. And Mitzvah Hashem, I'll see you soon. We should all be healthy and well. We should see Nechamot in line.